Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Colbert from The Late Show. Today we're listening to Ryan Gosling. Okay, this was a lot of fun. I mean, it was a power-packed Late Show, Super Show, Super Bowl, Super. It was, I mean, you got your Jon Stewart, you got your John Krasinski. That's already more show than most people deserve. And then Gosling comes out. What I love about him is that he had ideas. He actually came with, you know, unlike, you know, Jon Stewart and Krasinski, who are great, but they're needy. They're there with, like, they're insecure. They're super needy. They're like, did that go okay? Gosling is like, I brought you a gift. Gosling was like, he had two bits. He had the Barbie, you know, Late Show playset.
Amazing.
And his idea to bring the fur coat.
Which,
you know, to Ken me up.
Which is so beautiful because, you know, we have a lot of people whose job it is here to make the interviews go as smoothly and as beautifully as we can.
And to, like, include games or anything like that.
Yeah. And the fact that it was his idea to bring that he wanted to give that to you, I think speaks to how sweet and charming that guy is. My gosh. Yeah.
I think he might be my favorite guest of all time now.
Wow. And so they can't see it on the podcast version we're about to play for them, but can you describe the Barbie playset that you were gifted?
It's Barbie scale. It's my desk and the background screen and sort of the Mondrian kind of lighting that's in panels behind me. And it's Barbie scale. And they made a Ken of me, and he brought on his Ken with the fur coat and the headband and basically presented me a Mojo Dojo Casa set.
So sweet.
I mean, it's
Steven's
dream. It's Barbie's dream talk show.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It's great. And how did the coat feel? How did the mink coat feel?
Felt right.
Yeah.
It felt, you know, I felt Kenergized. Kennervated.
Beautiful. All right. And without further ado, here is Ryan Gosling's extended interview, only on The Late Show Pod Show.
Go see The Fall Guy.
We love to add a plug. We love to plug.
I'll plug anything. I'll plug anything. That's one thing I don't mind. I don't mind plugging someone's product, whatever it is, the show or the movie or the book or the new vodka, whatever it is. I'm in show business. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, money is green.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying bills here. Everybody's like got to have what they get out of this. I'm having fun with them. If they can like push some, you know, something they're claiming is champagne, I'm fine with that. I also love doing inclusive sponsorships. Like I'm perfectly happy to like shill for a breakfast cereal or some sort of allergy medication on the show because I loved the old Steve Allen Tonight Show. And he used to do, like, Dubuque hams. He'd, like, literally be cooking a Dubuque ham on a little rotisserie by the desk. Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon did Alpo beef chunk dinners.
Let's bring back the beef chunks, yeah.
Come on, Alpo.
Yeah, I personally love when I'm watching the mono tape and then you hear this our good friend Jen Spira, who does all our VO,
yes,
say the sponsor in tonight's bumper.
Exactly.
I love to say, okay, thank you, Reese's. Tonight I'm sponsored by Reese's. Thank you for...
I always think about that too because I always think like, is that a good sponsor?
Yeah.
Because like when the show's starting off and people are like, what do we make of the show? It's like, brought to you, but like tonight, brought to you by Breathe Right Strips. I'm like, ooh, that's not good. We're being brought by a strip of tape that goes over your nose. Like, I was hoping it was going to be like, you know, Chevrolet, you know, or, you know, Apple or something like that. But when it was Breathe Right Strips, I'm like, we might be in trouble here. And I love Breathe Right Strips.
Oh,
I sleep with one every night.
Yeah, you got it.
I've got a criticism of Breathe Right Strips, though, as long as we're here, is that if you get the full, like, like extra strength breathe right strips, which is just an extra little sprungy plastic thing in there. Instead of two, it's three. If you, for me at least, maybe because the edges of my nose, like where the sort of the what's this called?
The bridge, I think?
The bridge, yeah. Yes. The bridge of my nose angles down very sharply. Mm. And to get the sides to stick, and this is fascinating, and there's no way this is going to be cut, right? There's no way this is going to be edited. When the sides stick down, the pressure of the fulcrum, which is the center of it, pushes down so hard that sometimes it'll peel a little skin off.
Oh, no.
When I take it off. Yeah. And so, and there's no reason for there to be adhesive there. Do you understand? It's not sticking to anything. It's pressing down. It's the fulcrum. You don't need to stick them there. So I actually take pieces of paper and I stick them on the inside. I tear some of the wrapper for the Breathe Right strip and I put it. I think I should stop here.
Okay, you get a little shim, though. That's smart.
I do. I put a little shim in there. And sometimes, and Evie finds it particularly attractive when the piece of paper sticks out of the top and sticks out of the bottom.
I think we could get something accomplished here, though. I think this may not just be you who's experiencing this.
I may not want to even give this information away because I might do an adjustment to the Breathe Right strip and go, no, I've improved your patent. Pay me.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll put this in the archives and we'll save this.
Because
what are
they going to do to improve Breathe Right strip? It does what it does. But if I could say, like, Breathe Right strip now with new bridge padding.
Yeah. Then you got a spokesman on your hands. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was the spokesman? Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Okay, great.
Maybe Ryan Gosling.
And here's Ryan Gosling on the Super Bowl special of The Late Show.
Copyright on my Breathe Right idea. Copyright. Do not steal it. $1 million idea. Do not steal.
Welcome back to the Super Bowl show, everybody. Folks, my next guest tonight is a movie star who just earned an Oscar nomination for being way more than Knuff. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Ryan Gosling.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Barbies. Hi, Kens.
Nice to see you again. Nice to see you again.
I thought I had a cool job, but I think yours is cooler.
What? This is cooler?
This is way cooler.
No.
Yeah, this is a cooler job.
This is cooler. And you know why?
You're going to win this.
They
one.
Like me fine, but I haven't gotten that reaction yet. happy Super Bowl. I got to ask you a question. You grew up in Canada. Super Bowl is not as big a deal there, I imagine. And so, you seem sporty, but what was your sport? And obviously not American football. What did you do?
I was positive I would be in the NBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What do you top out at?
Well, that was the problem. Well, that wasn't the only problem.
How
but
confident
it was the
are we
90s,
talking?
It was, you know, there was the Bulls, it was Dream Team, it felt like it was everywhere, but Shaq's shoe was doing like a mall circuit, and it like came
just
to my
the
town.
Was it one shoe or two shoes?
One shoe, and you could buy tickets, and you could, you know, I waited in line, and I saw Shaq's shoe, and I saw destiny staring me straight in the face.
You saw the size of Shaq's shoe and you went, yes.
I was like,
that's me.
I'm going to be that big. I'm going to be in the NBA. And anyone who thinks otherwise is a damn fool.
But did you play? Like, how did you, were you on the team at school?
I warmed the bench. And I never grew. I was just very small. And I was a late bloomer. I'm still waiting on some level to fully bloom.
Try a Job Spike. Now, you play a stuntman in the new movie, The Fall Guy.
Yes.
And with a lovely Emily Blunt. And obviously sure, why not?
Yes.
I'll leave that. I'll join you on that one. I have to ask the obvious question. Ryan Gosling, do you do your own stunts?
Well, I was prepared to be the first actor to say I have done none of my own stunts. Mm-hmm. I would be very happy to say that.
Yeah.
But the film is honoring stunt performers. It has some of the greatest stunt performers in the business today. It's directed by a former stunt performer, so they weren't gonna let that happen. So I had to do a few things. They dropped me 12 stories off of a building, and then they drug me across the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Is that what this is? Because I was given this photo, and I'm not sure what the context is.
That's it. That's just me on a shovel getting drugged across the...
That's you
across
holding
the Sydney
onto
Harbour
the
Bridge.
Back of a truck as it drives across the city. And how did that feel? Did it feel like a good idea?
I don't really. They shot it very early because it was the Sydney Harbour Bridge, so we didn't want to disrupt traffic.
Oh, sure, there you go.
So it was very early. I wasn't fully caffeinated. I just sort of grabbed a shovel, and suddenly it happened. And then we did it a few times, and I went back to my trailer and slept, and I thought, that was a weird dream. Mm-hmm. That was very weird.
Like, maybe should they have let me do this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No one, your wife, Eva Mendez, didn't attempt to
they
stop
always
you
do
from
the
doing
big,
this?
They always do the big stunts at the end of a movie. So.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, in case something happens, they've already got... they got what they need out of you.
Hollywood cares. we have a clip here. Oh, do you cool. need to tell us what's going on? Something big.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, just... what's? I don't really know.
Let's discover it
okay,
together. This
okay.
will be fun. Jim?
Just wondering, you know, after this movie, if I don't go to prison, and, you know, you're not busy, maybe we could go to a beach somewhere. Wear a couple of swimming costumes.
Just drink a spicy margarita or something.
Yeah, make some bad decisions.
Okay, sure, yes.
Sound like a plan?
It's a better plan than this.
Hey, please be careful.
Okay, swing him around. Go!
I was hoping you would miss. That would have been funny. You missed. Okay, I got to talk about the elephant in the room. Congratulations on your Oscar nom for Barbie.
Oh.
What an extraordinary movie. What a fantastic performance. Soup to nuts. Everybody in this movie is amazing. Greta Gerwig, when she was here, she said that, you know, we were talking about you and your fantastic fur coat right there that you wear as Kent. There you go. Fantastic for her. She said that you pitched the idea of you doing sort of like a dream ballet with like all this fur and you're wrestling with it and then it becomes your coat?
Yeah.
Or your and I would have paid money to see that. What happened to that?
That came to me in a dream. And it
seriously?
Yes. And it became, I think, a nightmare. For Greta, she was, you know, we were trying to figure it out, and it felt like, you know, the coat was, the mink was his identity, and so he was having this death of the ego and being reborn out of it, and as soon as I was reborn, I thought, this is a terrible idea.
So you were born out of the
I was
mink
born coat? Out of the mink, and as soon as I had it, I thought, this isn't gonna work.
Wow.
But it was a placeholder for what became this Ken song. This
I'm just Ken. Yeah. I'm just Ken. What does that mean to you? I'm just curious because it means so many. It seems to mean so many different things to different people. What does I'm just Ken mean to you?
I'd be more curious than what I wouldn't want to Ken-splain. You know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm just Ken is accepting yourself for who you are and not needing the approval of others in order to be your best self.
That's better.
Great. Well, I understand you had other suggestions that did make it into the movie.
Right.
For instance, this right here. Can you explain what's going on here?
Oh,
right
God.
Here? Yeah. What part of this is you?
You're talking about my underpants.
So, I love this. I found it. This is your idea, the fact that your underwear says Ken on it, which I did not notice in the movie.
It was, everything was, just trying to get Barbie to notice me. So sure. I thought if I wrote Ken on my underwear, she might say, you know, nice underwear, Ken. And then I would say, underwear. Anything to have a conversation with Barbie.
Sure.
You know?
We're gonna take a quick break here. We'll be right back with more Ryan Gosling, everybody. Stick around!
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast, or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the star of the upcoming Fall Guy, Mr. Ryan Gosling. You know, the phrase, I'm Kenuff, is showing up like this is it. This is everywhere. This is, you see this right here. I'm Kenuff, right there. What I love about this is that it works for any name that ends with E-N. It could be I'm Kenuff, I'm Benuff, I'm Elenuff. And so we've made something for you, for you to wear. It's I'm Stephenuff. and you can take, this is for you. You just put that right over there.
Thank you so much.
Put that in your collection right there. Oh, very nice. Thank you. I understand.
I have something for you.
What?
Can I give you something as well?
Of course you may.
Thank you. One second.
All right.
Here we go. Back here.
What do you have?
I have this.
What is?
Why do you? I have a.
Where shall we put it? Okay, right here.
Right there?
Right here. Thank you, it's funny. I love it. I've always wanted my own Mojo Dojo Casa desk. Well, you're the person to ask. These days, there's only one measure by which a man can be ruled, and that, do they have Kenergy? And since you are here and you are the Ken, I'm just curious, do you believe that I have, do I deserve this? Do I have the Kenergy?
Can I just say something? The Kenergy coming off of you is nuclear, bro. Right? It is nuclear, bro.
Wow.
And I talked to the Kens.
Oh, talked to all the Kens.
And we feel it needs to be acknowledged. Your Kenergy. So we want to knight you into the Kendom. Release the mink!
Is this the actual coat?
This is the actual mink, and yeah. I'm gonna knight you, Stephen Ken Colbert.
My liege.
Do you solemnly swear to make yourself as smooth and shiny as possible so that you might reflect the awesomeness of Barbie?
I will be as smooth and as shiny as this man here.
Reach into your pocket.
The Fall Guys in theaters this May. Ryan Gosling, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.